Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter, Babu Karahati al-Akli Muttakiyan, the chapter on the dislike of eating whilst reclining. We explained that the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a style of humility, was a manner and a way that the Rasulullah sallallahu would display humility in everything that he did. The way Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam spoke was a style of humility. The way he would meet someone and he'll speak to someone, until that person is not finished, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam won't turn away. The style of humility that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam had, the tone in the way he spoke was a tone of a man that feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a tone of humility. The way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam walked was a walking of humility. The way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam did his ibadat, the way he made his salat, the way he did his acts of worship was all acts of humility. So one act out of the many, or one quality out of the many qualities, beautiful qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was this quality of humility. And this was also demonstrated by the manner that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate, that he didn't even lean against something. And yesterday we explained that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't put something below him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't rest on his hand like this and eat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't place something behind him. This was his style, that he would eat as a person that was a simple slave. So this is something that we should also try and bring in our lives. Every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people often ask that what is the way to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the recipe to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One of the main recipes that ulama give to get close to Allah ta'ala is to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every sunnah that we take it as something very serious. If my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it eat like this, I'm going to eat like this. If my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slept in this manner, I'm going to sleep in this manner. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the masjid with the right foot, for example, I'm going to enter the masjid with the right foot. He wore his clothing with the right first, I'm going to do that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took out his left shoe or left socks. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took out or he entered his, when he was putting his shoes on, that he put it on with the right hand side. When he took it off with the left hand side. So now that becomes my style, it becomes my nature, my tabiat. If by mistake I, for example, go into the toilet with the right foot instead of the left foot, immediately I correct it. I don't want to leave out any sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we explained, that Allah ta'ala has made the sunnah, has made istihbab, adab, etiquette as the first door, the first boundary, the first source of protection for a person's iman is this istihbab. These things, acts that we consider just mustahab. We look at it very lightly. These are just acts of etiquette. But this is the first boundary between shaitan and us. Allah Ta'ala has kept it as these things. The moment we break that front gate, so to speak, of etiquette, of istihbab, of these things that are mustahab, now we're already giving access to shaitan already to our yard, now to come and attack us. So therefore a person has to be very careful that he got his protection. One is the physical protection against the enemy or against the thieves that we normally know in this country. But more than that, that thief and that shaitan that is waiting to capture and attack our iman, we should be on guard. And the way to do it is to bring every etiquette, every act that we consider mustahab, every act that we know as sunnat, we bring it into our life and hold on to it firmly. So today's hadith, an Anas radiallahu anhu qal, رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جالسا مقعيا يأكل تمرا رواه مسلم. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that I saw Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم sitting with both his thighs upright and eating dates. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم sat with his buttocks on the ground with his thighs up. We'll explain this again now. The three methods that are mentioned in the hadith of three methods a person should utilize for eating. But this was one method that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said and he ate. So a person keeps his buttocks towards the ground, his thigh is upright and he sits like this in a humble position. The other way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit was Rasulullah sallam would keep the left thigh down, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would keep the right leg up. And the third method is how we normally sit in tashahud. This was the humble, beautiful style that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit and eat. Ulama explained this so much of hikmat and wisdom in even the method that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would eat. One of the hikmats, one of the wisdoms of this is the person, because he's sitting in this manner all the time, he ends up eating less. Why? Because his stomach is now compressed, so therefore he ends up eating less, he doesn't eat extra. So this was the quality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, that he wouldn't eat extra, he would allow one third for food, one third for air, and one third for water. Unfortunately, in our style, in our ways, we continue eating and eating and eating until there's no more place, and then we start now with the desserts after that. Whereas we're supposed to bring the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and eating moderately, eating less, that is a better thing for us to do. Not that we don't eat enough, it must be sufficient. But this idea of continuously pushing, and every dawat and every meal we have, that we have to make an occasion of filling our stomach up, this is not part of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll find that we'll be more physically healthier, and we'll feel better also, and at the same time a person will have more energy for ibadat if he follows the pattern of eating of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Also one thing that's important is that when we have dawats these days, when we have get-togethers, invitations for people to come, say it's a walima, we find that it has become a norm that in our society that chairs and tables are put there all over. We understand people have knee problem, people have back problem, elderly, etc. But we shouldn't leave out the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of sitting on the floor. At least some arrangement should be made that yes, for the old people, for the sickly, etc., they can sit up. But you've got young, fit, healthy people that are leaving out sitting on the floor and eating. You should try and encourage this. Make a point of putting it. There's no easier method than just laying a carpet down. Look at it. If a person is sit on a chair and a table, how many times you have to carry chairs, you have to bring chairs, you have to get trestles, etc., and lay it. And the sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just put a spreading on the floor. Whatever that spreading may be, it may be one carpet, it may be one chatai, it may be something simple, put it down on the floor, and so many people can eat there without the headache of carrying trestles, bringing it, laying it, folding it, putting it back. Just the sunnah method of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the easiest, is the best, is the most beautiful, and it is the one that will get us the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, the jamaat is in our masjid also. We should try and take advantage, spending time with them, taking them out, and also sitting in the programs that take place. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.